Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. A couple of things have rattled my cage and probably have rattled yours perhaps as well. The latest is this, as far as talking out of both sides of her mouth, perhaps. What was Hillary Clinton thinking, or the State Department thinking, when they didn't go after this wretched, putrid, think of any adjective you can possibly stick in there, I'm out of them, this group Boko Haram, when they had a chance to do that when she was Secretary of State. So check this out. We've been talking about the kidnapping of about 300 Nigerian schoolgirls by this radical, radical Islamic terror group screaming Allah Akbar when they're kidnapping these girls. It turns out, as Hillary Clinton was asked about it the other day, and said it was abominable and that it was an act of terrorism and it merits the fullest response possible, is what she said to Robin Roberts on ABC. But it turns out that the State Department, when Clinton was there, resisted and blocked any effort to designate Boko Haram as a terror group. There were people, including CIA, FBI, who were pushing for that designation in 2011. They're saying that the department missed a golden opportunity to track and target the deadly organization as it was growing and getting bigger. So the delayed designation of Boko Haram as a foreign terror organization cost 2 years of increased scrutiny as to what the group was doing and leadership. And they had met the statutory requirements for the designation, because that's a big deal, in 2011, but the State Department delayed it, and it's left now the U.S. with fewer resources and less intelligence on the group with ties to Al-Qaeda. And they're trying to destabilize the area quite clearly based on what they've already done. Boko Haram had been killing people for years at that point, building ties with Al-Qaeda sympathizers and orchestrating major attacks. So now the State Department is considering labeling it a terror organization, but they're not having any success with it. So Pete King, back in March of 2012, urged Clinton to immediately designate the group, citing the estimates that it had killed more than 900 people in the last 2 years, but that did not happen. Because here's the thing, this is why it's significant. If it had been authorized as a terror group, according to the U.S., it would mean the Justice Department could prosecute anybody who has ties to the organization, and the Treasury Department would have the ability to go after the people. Remember, follow the money. And they said back in those days that they were deeply concerned about their rapid progression from a machete kind of mob to a full-blown Al-Qaeda affiliate. And look what's happened. Saying they're very concerned, very distressed, all of that, now actually doing something. But the fact that it could have been done sooner, and who knows what we'd be looking at right now. The FBI, the CIA, they were all urging the State Department to make that designation. And now they're saying that Hillary Clinton is guilty of gross hypocrisy. So why did it take so long? A State Department spokesperson, Jen Psaki, said she can't comment on internal decision-making, but that eventually the decision in November was to designate them, and it sends a strong message about how concerned we are about them. Well, weren't we concerned 3 years ago, 4 years ago? I guess you could go with the adage, better late than never. But what happened to the people, the churches being bombed, the thousands of Christians being persecuted in between, that could have been stopped, perhaps. But it wasn't stopped. Not great to hear that story. So here we go again. Was there not enough evidence? Why would it be poo-pooed unless they really believed there wasn't strong evidence? That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, if that had happened, it might have made a huge difference. I'll tell you what, this is what happens when you have too much time on your hands and you're fascinated with the whole video on your cell phone deal. A state fish and wildlife officer had to issue a written warning to a guy who drove while his wife shot video of a moose running through a neighborhood. It's unlawful to do anything to harass a moose in Washington. And the moose was in distress as they ran toward a parking lot and traffic because the car was following it. That's what happened. So I think you need to just leave the moose alone and take the picture from afar. It's crazy. They must have these laws on the books because too many people violate them and they can end up with much more of a mess, so to speak, on their hands. And I don't know, just letting the moose has to be left alone. Let it do what it's supposed to do. And the worst thing you want to do is push it even further toward civilization. I mean, isn't that part of the problem? Of course it's part of the problem. Wow. All right, and also, lastly, at least for this segment anyway, and we're throwing in the discussion, turns back again into Benghazi and the House voting to establish a select committee on Benghazi. And politicians on both sides of the aisle throwing in their two cents about what should happen here. A select committee on Benghazi and more questions than answers. But partially because those emails came out last week, or the beginning of this week, actually, that was a big deal. The fact that the Freedom of Information Act brought out those emails, now it was tougher to hide and rely on recall. But many of the Democrats in power say the Republicans are eager to play politics with Benghazi and exploit this. And they say that would not be a good thing. That would be a despicable thing. But it does ensure with these are new avenues that Benghazi will remain front and center during the midterm election. And that might be by design. Keep it out there. Keep fanning the flames. I don't believe that this comes back on Hillary Clinton still. However, what do they uncover as they keep digging? There might be some things that we have no idea that are going on. Stay with us. We're tossing it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You've been looking for love all around the world, David, don't you know?
Boy, she was the grand dame of country music, still is. Think of the 20 million records, really, plus sold, all the Grammys, all the fun. Naomi Judd, such a superstar and such a wonderful lady and an activist for some great causes. There she is in Washington, D.C., and so what's happening in the Capitol? There's a lot of legs there, the legs of dogs. Four therapy dogs are there for the American Humane Society because they're launching an important study on how assisted therapy dogs can help kids who are diagnosed with cancer. Naomi, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Well, of course. You know, we already know that a dog is man's best friend, but this new scientific study that we're doing is seeking to prove that a dog can be a child's best friend when a kid needs it most. So if you've got a kid with cancer, and there are 13,000 kids every year in America diagnosed with cancer, and at any time, there are at least 40,000 kids battling cancer. If they have a dog, right now we're getting hard scientific data, placebo-based double-blind clinical trials to prove the efficacy of having a dog with a kid that is battling cancer, how beneficial it is for that kid and indeed for the whole family.
Yeah, so wouldn't it be wonderful to see when you go into the hospitals that you would see those dogs there as companions? We know dogs are loving, but can you imagine the therapy that they could lend to all these kids who are going through such a rough thing? I'm sure you can visualize that.
When I worked as an RN, I worked primarily in ICU before the solo, before the singing career. I knew, I saw some evidence of how dogs could, for instance, they can sniff out cancer. Dogs have such a profoundly advanced olfactory sense. They can detect cancer. And also, I saw some dogs that could predict before their owners went into an epileptic seizure, before they had a grand mal seizure, so that they were able to pull the car over, get themselves into a safe situation before the seizure happened, and also for diabetics.
Wow. So you mentioned this, the fact that you were a nurse before your singing career started. And I know a lot of people must knock on your door and ask you for help. They know that you want to lend your name to good causes. Did you pick this because of liking kids, obviously, and having an affinity for that and having been a nurse? What made you decide to lend your help in this direction?
Well, I've been fascinated for a long time by the healing power of animals. Because we see it, you know, for instance, if you've got a kid, say, that has Asperger's or autism, a dog is going to be able to potentially draw that child out. And if you've got a kid that's going through cancer treatment that's depressed or maybe not being socialized, you give it a dog and wondrous things happen. So I've always known that dogs had healing powers, and now that the American Humane Association is doing all these studies, and we're very grateful to Zoetis and Pfizer for giving us the bucks. It's all driven by money, of course, but we're really making some progress in helping kids with cancer especially.
Yeah, with the dogs out there today in Capitol Hill, are a lot of people coming around and petting the dogs and whatnot?
Oh, of course.
Of course, who can resist? Do you have dogs? Do you have any dogs?
I have four right now, and they're all rescues. I just lost one. But when I was dealing with hepatitis C, and I was told I had 3 years to live back in the 90s, with my hepatitis C, my little banjo, my little mutt, slept on the pillow with me and was never out of my sight the whole time that I was battling hepatitis C. I can't imagine what it would have been like if I hadn't had banjo with me.
Yeah, no kidding. I understand that. I've got a golden retriever named Mahalo. I would be remiss not to ask you this, because I know all the people listening to America Tonight will say, oh, ask her how the family's doing. How's everybody in the family doing? How are the girls?
Everybody's fine. Ashley is at home right now. She just got back from the Smoky Mountains, went to the Smokies to do some hiking with a whole bunch of friends. And Ashley has, every Sunday afternoon, we have a picnic at Ashley's house. She lives next door to us on a farm. And everybody lives for Sundays at Aunt Ashley's because she has the badminton net. She has all the games. Everybody cooks, everybody chips in, and so I'm so happy that she's not involved in a movie project right now that I get her all to myself.
Good for you. Hey, last one. You have so many great songs. I can't be driving down the road and not hear one of your songs. Did you have a favorite song of all the songs that you sang?
You know, it depends on what my mood is and what's going on. Music is obviously the soundtrack for our lives, but if it was Friday evening, I wanted to hear Girls Night Out, which is our ode to working girls. And if I wanted to hear a big ballad, I would want to hear Love Can Build a Bridge. If I wanted to hear something really sweet and sappy, I would want to hear Grandpa. So, and then I know people that are getting married right now are getting married to Love Is Alive. And some of
that's
our
a great song. Yep,
some of
absolutely.
Those ballads.
Yep. Well, Naomi Judd, thanks so much for all you do and for lending your support to this really great cause. Let's hope. Let's get this study going, and let's get more kids connected to these animals and getting them feeling well and that therapy they can provide. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, how terrific to have Naomi Judd on the show, and you heard her there talking about her own situation when she had hepatitis C and the fact that, as she said, they only gave her what 3 years to live, and how her dog Banjo was there constantly. She's right about that deal with dogs and sniffing out cancer and problems. It's really interesting that we've seen more studies on that, and how there have been some people that have actually been saved because of something that the dog has sensed with their olfactory, as she said, and they're sniffing it out, which I think is absolutely incredible. Another statistic that Naomi threw out there is the 13,000 children who are diagnosed with cancer every year, sometimes upwards of that, and the stories that you hear about with this animal-assisted therapy and what that can do to help them, to calm them, to sort of stabilize their moods, to put them on a happier course, I guess, when they're getting rough treatment for recovery. I mean, the stories that I've heard are absolutely amazing. And we know that therapy dogs have been used before in other situations where there's been some horrible thing that's happened. They've come in to kind of calm the nerves of not just children but adults. So I think it's great that the American Humane Society is trying to, they've gotten the money, as she said, they're getting the money to do this, to do these trials, so they have the clinical evidence, because that's the only way that they are really going to be able to launch this full force, so that doctors and hospitals and cancer treatment facilities, which we know there's a ton of them now, that they'll be able to have that clinical evidence to support that notion that so many of us have seen, that therapy using a companion dog, or for that matter, even a cat, you know, animal-assisted therapy in general, has a definite benefit to the patient, to the family, to the anyone connected to them, and of course even to the animal themselves. But once they can get that going and show the healing power of, I think, these dogs, especially on kids with cancer, what a terrific thing that'll be. And I'm so glad that's on the radar screen, because I've actually seen it. I've seen it not in cancer situations, but I've seen it when there's something tragic that's happened, how the dogs, and having a golden retriever, I've seen that, how the dogs soothe the nerves of the people that are on the site of something that's happened. We saw that in Connecticut at Sandy Hook. That's exactly what they did. They brought in a lot of those retrievers, and it was this great way to put people back into a different scenario and get out of their heads for a second. So you can imagine what that would do with cancer. They just need the scientific data to be able to prove it, so that this becomes a much easier thing to facilitate. So once again, we thank Naomi Judd for coming on at the Capitol, trying to push this very, very good cause. We'll be back with
the TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Show, you know, the door is always open for all of you, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We're mixing it up in a couple of different directions here. Nice of Naomi Judd to stop by, though, and talk about those therapy dogs. I think the therapy dogs are pretty powerful, and I'd love to see them help out some of those cancer kids, and that's got to be just, I've seen it before. It's just gut-wrenching to see the faces of those parents when they have these beautiful kids that are riddled with cancer. Let's go to Sally, who is in Grays Harbor in Washington, listening to us on 1450 AM. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes. How have you been?
I'm doing good. I have two things. First, what Naomi Judd said, out here in Washington State, we have a program with disability kids, and my friend has horses, and they use horses where Naomi uses dogs.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I wanted to talk to you. I heard you, I tried the radio on, I heard you talking about Benghazi. You had a guy on named Bob. What was his last name again?
Bob.
Today?
Pete. Pete. Oh, Bob Ney from Washington. Yes.
Yes, that's what. Okay, so I've been following Benghazi, and I told you, 2 years ago, I'm a Gold Star mother. I lost my son in Afghanistan. A year after he died, my daughter was a nurse, and she joined the Air Force and went over there during this time of what happened in Benghazi. She was in Afghanistan, where they were having bombings all the time. They had one. She'd only been there a week, and they had a bombing in the lunchroom. It's just bad. It just went on, and they call them green on blue incidences, and we talked about that. But on Benghazi, I want to say some things, and I appreciate you letting me say this on air. If something was to happen to President Obama, no one would have to be told what to do, because there's a contingency plan already in place to take care of the matter. But this same thing holds true for an ambassador, Chris Stevens. No one had to be told to act. So I truly believe there was a stand down order, because one of the guys, Ty Woods, was told to stand down, and they could have sent fighter jets, because there were 7 hours of fighting, and Ambassador Stevens was missing for some of that time, for hours, actually.
Yes, he was missing.
And then we learned this week that President Obama was not in the Situation Room. You know how they were all in the Situation Room for when they went after Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
He wasn't even in there when we had an ambassador missing. And so and nobody wants to say where he was. So that bothers me. And he's the commander-in-chief. So my next question is, was Hillary Clinton in there? Because she got many, many memos for sending help and aid. And there was even one that had come just days before asking for help. And every other embassy left, because there was an attempt on the British one. And they left. So why was he there? And we need to, for the parents, I would want to know what happened to my son. And I do know what happened. My son is still by an IED. But these parents want to know what happened to their sons. And we're not getting answers. And then they knew it was a terrorist attack by that group. Oh, what is it? Ansar el-Sharia, related to them.
Yep.
And they knew that night. And yet for 3 weeks, that's 21 days, they kept pushing this video. So why, if they knew it was that group involved, did they push this video and then send out Susan Wright to the Sunday talk show? These are things that need to be answered. And all the investigations, they have given them redacted memos. But the thing is people don't know what's redacted. Well, that means they black out everything. So what good does it do if I send you a letter, Kate, and I black out everything, and it's like, well, what's this about? I can't read a thing. So that's why we haven't gotten anywhere.
Yeah, excellent summation of what's happened, Sally. I couldn't have said it better. You're absolutely right. That's part of the reason why all those hearings, all the information, and then because of the Freedom of Information Act and the latest round of emails that came out, that's made a big difference, and that just infuriated Daryl Issa-Moore and others who are pursuing this to say, listen, we're not going to let up on this Benghazi stuff at all, so this is the way it goes, and that's why they continue to investigate. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. They knew they were in trouble, and yet they let them stay there and did nothing to cover their back. That's one of the biggest things. And I agree with you also that you heard me say it. Somebody has to answer for this. Come on, let's do it.
Kate, I wrote this blog. I said, how many fire chiefs are there across America? Who doesn't send out a fire truck to a burning building because they think it might not get there in time? That is BS.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know what you're saying on the radio. That's BS. Who doesn't send out, you know, a fire truck? If there's a burning building, who doesn't send help? And what's that code? The Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. And in the military, you expect your comrades to come to your help. You're not left behind. And yet they wanted to go. So that tells me somebody said stand down. And that truth needs to come out. Who gave that order? Did Hillary say don't go? And that makes me think. Now, this is conspiracy, because I don't know about this, but people said they were running guns, supposedly, to the moderates. through that embassy. I don't know. We need to get to the facts. We need to find out the truth, you know? And that really bothers me that they asked repeatedly for help, and they didn't get it. And then just in closing, in Nigeria, we've got those women that are taken.
Yeah.
All the women, the Christian girls, Christian young girls, taken. They're going to be sold. Well, here's another thing. Hillary got very many memos, even one from Peter King of New York. Many memos urging her to put that guy on a terrorist list, and she didn't do it. So here again, she is not doing her job as Secretary of State. And that's going to come out tomorrow. You'll probably hear about that. But many, many people urged her, put this guy, the one that took the girls, who did the kidnapping and stormed that building, get him on a terrorist watch list. And she didn't do it. So what was going on with the State Department? That's incompetence. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
There. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you pointed that out, because you're right. That is something that's breaking right now. Sally, thanks. Thanks for everything that your family's done for this country. Thanks for throwing in your two cents. We appreciate it, and I agree. We need the answers. That's why I say that Benghazi, forget about the politics of it. Let's just hear the answers. Let's get the straight scoop instead of what we're hearing. It doesn't make any sense, and especially being uncovered, how can you leave a man behind? You don't do that. So that never should have happened in the first place. And because of the election year, I think it was partially to cover some of that up because they didn't want to be exposed. And that just exposed them, you know, more. And this was just, what, last Friday, they were putting pressure on the president to confirm where he was during the night of the Benghazi attack. You know, those questions, where was he when that happened? The disappearing 7 hours. If you remember, Dan in Texas called us and made some reference to where he was in the 7 hours. Because he says he's going to be impeached, and we have a long-running joke that I say there's still no way that they're going to impeach Obama, and I said if they do, I'd walk naked to New Jersey, so we always joke about that. But details about the president's location the night of the attack is one of the many revelations that have just started to trickle out, and these new emails, this is why that pressure to uncover and the fact that we have, thank goodness, the Freedom of Information Act, that's how we got the information, or, you know, had it jump-started again with these new emails, asking the questions about, you know, what happened here and why the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and, you know, is getting subpoenaed, and why John Boehner was insistent on getting another investigative committee going. So, you know, that's the bottom line. It's like John McCain said and Lindsey Graham, that saying we don't have an accounting of your activities during the attack is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable because there are logs, there are things that are kept, and when you're the leader of the free world, you have to be accountable for that. Now, Leon Panetta has come to his defense, the then defense secretary. And they say that, and so did Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey. They say they spoke with Obama at 5 o'clock Eastern on September 11th that night. They were both on the same call. They said it lasted 30 minutes. They said they didn't speak again until the attack was over. And, you know, so that was the bottom line. And Panetta said there was no question he was concerned about American lives. And he assured the chief of staff was keeping him updated as to what was going on there. So absolutely there are things to answer without a doubt, reasons and accountability, and Ben Rhodes coming up with the emails from Judicial Watch, which is a watchdog group, and the fact that now these emails bounced out is a good thing, frankly, the whole accountability deal. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, we are going to the mailbag. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Again, the door is always open, 855-266-5283. I love it that the mailbag is always full, baby. So without hesitation, let's go and check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bob. Bob says, Benghazi. I heard someone say that the other night on your show. Maybe it was actually somebody who had written you a note, so I'm repeating that. I believe we need to just keep following this trail wherever it leads, because that's what you do. The only way you keep them honest is to drill, baby. And the second you let up, that's when they shimmer away. I have to tell you, I really can't stand the Republicans, and I really can't stand the Democrats. I'm not a fan of either, although I do vote. I just try to vote for the person. But with Benghazi, I've heard you say, let's put the politics aside, and I agree. Just find out what happened, for God's sake, and find out for real, not some righty-mighties screaming their heads off just because they want to jack with Obama no matter what, but truly find out what happened. And the same with the left. They're just as bloody bad, so I'm not picking on one side. I think they're equally complicit in just being like sports fanatics, beating each other up for the sake of beating each other up and hardly ever giving the other side credit. Notice I've said side a couple of times. But let's just find out what happened. How about that? Wouldn't it be great to know what happened? Yeah, it's just been, I mean, it's going to be months of the same thing as far as the politics. That partisan brawling that you're referring to is what you get. And that's what you're going to get more of that. But being able to read what happened, being able to see the emails, and we know this for sure because we said it on America Tonight after it came out. So it was weird, the dilemma over, well, where was Obama? And I think because of those emails, that's why that all just resurfaced again. How come he wasn't in the Situation Room? Where was he and why wasn't he in the Situation Room? And guess what? This goes to the theory of what people are freaked about, the running for president again. He was in Las Vegas. In fact, he was resting during most of that, getting ready for a campaign appearance. He had been interviewed by even some of the people in Vegas. In fact, I had a friend who was waiting with a gaggle of other people to talk to the president because I used to live in Vegas, and so I know the people at the local radio there and also somebody from the Sun Times in Las Vegas. So bottom line is you scratch and scratch and scratch and finally you get the satisfaction of the itch, we hope anyway. There was one other one about Benghazi, and this was from Todd, and he said, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but I do like the fact that you say, whatever your politics, I don't care, you can express yourself. And I think that's a good thing. With Benghazi, it's easy to believe that it's just the Republicans trying to wind up the machine. And I'm not a Republican. In fact, I can't stand rhinos, to be honest with you, because I think they're so short-sighted and they're like cyclopses. However, and I'm not a Democrat. Boy, we had a lot of this all of a sudden. But I do think they were covering things up from the White House. And part of the reason is they didn't want any problems before the election, whatever they could do to douse and put out anything controversial. And I think you've said it on the show before that obviously that this attack was mounted because it was a show of, okay, here's the September 11th remembrance and boom, we gotcha. That was part of it. And the thing that everybody's mentioned, the fact that they asked for help how many times and didn't get it. They shouldn't have really been there in the first place. Let's face it. They shouldn't have been there, and that's the bottom line. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're saying it's scary here. You're saying we're in a really dangerous situation. You can feel it. You can feel the tension. They should have been pulled out or at least been given help. A lot of this doesn't add up. So just answer the questions, be accountable, and let's see what happens what is yielded from these next sets of investigations. You know, that's part of the deal. Washington operates on the spin cycle on all sides of this. So if you're running for re-election, if you want your party to get re-elected, you don't want problems. You don't want something to come out that will just freak people out and make them, you know more, no truth that would hurt the chances of your party getting however many people elected. So you bury it. That's it. You're trying to bury information that can be damning, frankly. So that's what I absolutely, and we all know that. Come on. We know that that's what's going on here, or all of it would just be revealed. And this isn't a new secret game that they're playing in Washington. This has been played for a very, very long time. All right, this one came in from Bob listening to us in Ohio. Kate, I know that you're, besides politics, I know you're a big sports fan, and I have to say the Dog Pound is going to rock this year. I love the fact that Johnny Manziel is now a Brown. Maybe we get him cheaper. In the end, he'll get paid if he performs the way that he should. So he wasn't the number one pick, and that's okay by me. I believe he's going to be the savior for this team. So watch out. Sundays will be fun. I'm leaving the politics off this note for the time being. But you know me, I'll be emailing you again soon. Yeah, you do email us a bunch. There's two Bobs. There's a Bob in Illinois and there's a Bob in Ohio, I believe. Here's one from Rachel, and Rachel says, Kate, I was wondering, I was thinking about you today. I was watching the Weather Channel, and they were talking about Dallas and big floods and trees falling down and all kinds of lightning strikes and whatnot. I wondered if you and your family were okay, and was it as bad as they were portraying? Because it certainly looked that way. Yeah, it was a weird day because, like so many of you listening to the show, we're in a drought situation. You can only water your lawns twice a month. It's called stage three, and they've had all kinds of problems with lake levels and whatnot. It's crazy. You drive by a lake and you just see everything. You see roots of trees sticking up. So it was great to actually get the amount of rain. It started off sprinkling nothing, and then all of a sudden just, it's like the skies opened up and dropped giant buckets of water on Dallas, because it was pretty bad. There was flooding in some areas, and trees did come down, flattened a car. Some boys got stuck in a creek, and they got them out, thank goodness. But there was a few scary moments, and yeah, the weather was crazy, especially because we haven't had that kind of weather. And you know how that is. Oh, it's raining? No biggie. And then you're out in it and you can't see. And it's pretty nasty. So thanks for asking that. No, everybody in my world is fine. And I think that, getting the water was good. Wouldn't be great to have your house flooded or to come out and your car's wrecked or any of that. But just to get the rain itself was a very, very good, good thing. Yeah, how about this one from Chris, who says, Kate, did you see this thing about Clinton's State Department resisting labeling Boko Haram as a terror group? Now the kidnapping of 300 Nigerian schoolgirls by that radical Islamic terror group. I mean, come on, give me a break. Even Hillary Clinton said it was an abominable thing, called it an act of terrorism, but the State Department under Clinton's leadership resisted and blocked efforts to designate Boko Haram as a terror group. What were they thinking? They pushed for the designation. Those who pushed for the designation as early as 2011 are now saying the department missed a major opportunity to track the target and deadly organization. Of course, once again, we missed the target. Gee, I'm surprised. Are you?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.